लग जानी तो सामने पड़ी है कपड़ के ऊपर जो सुबह मेरे जदीद चाय बनाए ठीक है
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد I really wanted to test you today on last week's sabak, but unfortunately it was too late to put on the notes on the group. Hence your duas or somebody's duas has gone accepted. Was it you, Umar? Yours and Muslims combined? No, you said dua and Akib said Ameen. See, Katana, you run yourself into trouble. Let's start. Let's move on. We are now on page 833, Suratul Fajri. Yes, keep in mind, boys, that we have been reciting these surahs, listening to these surahs for the last so many years. If not reading, but at least listening from the imam, for the last so many years, ever since we were very young. But maybe now the time has come where we need to know what exactly they mean, or at least a gist about them. Surah number 89, page 833, is called Suratul Fajri. Suratul Fajri. The reason why the surah is called Suratul Fajri is because the first verse of the surah is Wal Fajri. Because the first verse starts with Wal, the word Wal Fajri, the surah has been remembered by this name. Fajr generally means dawn, early morning. Very early morning is regarded as Fajr. Well, be the time before sunrise. The time before sunrise is regarded as Fajr. Fajr starts from the beginning time of Fajr. When the time of Fajr starts, this time until the sun rises, this time is called Fajr. This is why the Salat which is read at this time is also called Salatul Fajr. What does it mean, Wal Fajri? I swear by the early morning time. Question is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking an oath of Fajr time of any day of the year? Of today, tomorrow, yesterday? Or is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking an oath of Fajr in particular of a certain day and time of the year? Commentators have different opinions. Some commentators are saying it's general. Allah is swearing and taking an oath by generally Fajr time of any day of the year. Because it's a spectacular scenery where the veils of the night are opened. And slowly daylight and reflection of the sun will now begin to penetrate, slowly reflecting and revealing itself. And this is a spectacular scene. Hence Allah is swearing by the Fajr time of any day of the year, of any time of the month. So in other words, the translation will be, I swear by the Fajr time. And yes, the reason why Allah would take an oath of this time, because it's just amazing how in the whole world and in the whole horizon is going to change from black into white. And only the miraculous power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. Hence, it's that time is worth swearing by. Other commentators are of the opinion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath of not any Fajr time of the year, but Allah is taking an oath in particular of Fajr time of the 10th of Zilhajj. 10th of Zilhajj is Eidul Adha day. 10th of Zilhajj is Eidul Adha day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the Fajr of this particular day. Not any day. And the reason why Allah is swearing by this particular Fajr of this day is because now is going to be millions of people who are going to prepare themselves to prostrate to Allah in the name of Eid Salat as an additional prayer on top of the 5 daily prayers. This is the very early morning time when people are going to prepare to sacrifice their potentials in the name of Allah, in the name of Eid of Qurbani. It is on this day that thousands and thousands of pilgrims who will have represented their people and their countries, today they will be preparing and pushing for the second important day of the Hajj. Hence, overall, globally, the entire creation of Allah or the submissive creation of Allah will be submitting themselves to Him. And it's not just the spectacular of the horizon, but it's also the spiritual spectacular where millions of people are preparing to show their dedication for Allah. Hence, Allah swears by this time. In that case, the translation would be, I swear by the Fajr of the 10th of Zilhajj. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. And I swear by the 10 nights. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, layal, layl, layl means night. And layali is the plural of the word layl. So wal-layl, layl means night. Layali means nights. So wal-layalin and nights. Ashra, ashra means 10. So wal-layalin ashrin, and by the 10 nights. Commentators are more or less of their opinion, all of them, that this refers to the first 10 days of the 10 nights of Zilhajj. The first 10 nights of Zilhajj. So I swear by the 10 nights, referring to the 10 nights of Zilhajj. Wash-shafi'i. And I swear by the even. Wal-watri. And I swear by the odd. This is the literal meaning. I swear by the even, and I swear by the odd. We understand from hadith and from the commentator's opinion that this even refers to the 10th day of Zilhajj. 10th is an even number. And wal-watri refers to the 9th day of Zilhajj, which is an odd number. So again, in that case, it will be more specific. It means it will be, I swear by the 10th day of Zilhajj, and I swear by the 9th day of Zilhajj. Not to forget that 9th of Zilhajj is the day of Arafah. Wallayli idha yasri. And I swear by the time when it travels. If you look at the different stages of the night, it's just amazing how slowly it gets darker and darker and darker and darker. And then slowly again the darkness begins to diminish and fade away. And it gets lighter and lighter and lighter. So Allah says when the night is actually going through this different phases, Allah is swearing by the night. This spectacular scenery of the horizon, where at different times then even the stars will come up as well, depending on the different parts of the night. So Allah is swearing by this, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. I swear by the night when it covers or when it travels. So Allah is swearing by so many items here. He swears by the Fajr, He swears by the 10 nights of Zilhajj, by the 10th day of Zilhajj, He swears by the 9th day of Zilhajj, He swears by the night time. And then He says, هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. In these, are there not enough oaths for somebody who has sanity, for somebody who has understanding, who has brains, who has intelligence? Is there not enough qasam in all this? In other words, Allah is saying these are enough qasams here. And of course they are. وَالْفَجْرِ وَالْعَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفِي وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 qasams. So Allah is saying, هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمْ. Are there not enough oaths in this? لِذِي حِجْرٍ. For he who has brains. For he who has understanding. For he who has sanity. Swearing by all these, what is the subject of qasam? What is the subject? Qasam khakar Allah kya bayan karna chahte hain? Okay, so what's the purpose? Alam tara, this is the subject of qasam. Alam tara kaifa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. Did you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of Ad? Iram. With the people of Iram, i.e. with the people of Iram. Dhatil imad, the ones with columns. The ones with columns. Commentators say the ones with columns because first of all Allah had made them very big, very tall. Their physical structure were as big as columns and pillars. That is one interpretation. Another interpretation is Allah has called them the people of columns and pillars because Allah had given them extraordinary physical strength to construct from mountains, to carve out rocks and to make lofty buildings and elevations and big structures. That's why they were called dhatil imad. The people of columns and pillars. In other words, they could make lofty, high structures. So after saying all this qasam, Allah is saying, I swear by this, I'll swear by this, I swear by this. Do you not know how I have dealt with the people of Ad, the people of Iram? People of Ad and people of Iram is the same. Two different names. Now, who are these people? People of Ad. Who are these people of Ad? We know so many times we read people of Ad. Qawm-e Ad, Qawm-e Thamud, Qawm-e Ad, Qawm-e Thamud. You know, we should know who are Qawm-e Ad and who are Qawm-e Thamud. So let me explain to you today who are Qawm-e Ad and who are Qawm-e Thamud. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, you all know he was a very ancient prophet. Nuh. A very ancient prophet, a prophet of very, very olden times. Of course, after Adam alayhi salam and after Idris alayhi salam. So Nuh alayhi salatu was salam has one son called Sam. Sam has a son called Iram. Sam has a son called Iram. Nahi. Meri notes dekhne do mujhe. Haan, nahi. Sam has a son called Iram. And Iram has a son called As. And As has a son called Ad. So you have Nuh, his son Sam, his son Iram, his son As, his son Ad. Ad's family and Ad's people are called people of Ad. So in other words, what are they related to Nuh alayhi salam? They are great, great grandson of Nuh alayhi salam. So people of Ad are who? When we hear in the Quran, Ad, Ad, immediately know that Qawme Ad and people of Ad, we're talking about great, great grandson of Nuh alayhi salam. Again, Nuh, his son is called Sam. His son is called Iram. His son is called As. His son is called Ad. Now we know where, what is Ad? Yes, this is Ad now. And you know how many times Quran talks about Ad, 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 Ad. So it's nice, it's important to know who's Ad. And these people, they lived somewhere around in the region of between Sham, Syria, and that region. But within, do you also notice that within five generations or so, how people had changed? How before Adam alayhi salam, there was only Iman, Iman, isn't it? Nobody even knew about Kufr. Nobody knew about Shirk because only it's only Allah. Ji? And Adam alayhi salam, he's got his own children who are believers and pakke mu'min and everything. But just within a few generations, things have changed so drastically that by now, not just by now, even by the time of Nuh alayhi salam, even within the five generations before then, in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, lots of people had rebelled and turned away from Iman. And were already now worshipping idols. So these people are called Ad. Now what are Thamud? Because Quran, same time, each time when Quran talks about Ad, it will necessarily talk about Thamud. So who is Thamud? That same Iram, has another son. One son is called what? As. His another son is called Abir. His another son is called Abir. Family, the son of Abir is called Thamud. So now what do we have? Nuh, then Sam, then Iram, then Abir, then Thamud. And Thamud are also great, great grandchildren of Nuh alayhi salam, but from two different brothers. Understood? Like Wasik, Saqib, so from two different brothers, families. So Allah is saying, do you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of Ad, the people of Iram? So you could also refer to them as the people of Ad, because they were people of Ad. And you could also refer them as people of Iram, because their grandfather was Iram. Dhatil Imad, the people of columns. التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد, the likes of which were not created yet in the cities. In other words, the sort of lofty structures and buildings they would erect and construct, the like of such buildings were never constructed before and were not found in the dunya. لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. The likes of those buildings were not yet created in the cities. وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ. And do you not see how your Lord has dealt with the people of Thamud? How he dealt with the people of Thamud, الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ, who could crave rocks from the valleys. الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ, who could crave rocks from the valleys, from the mountains, and make buildings out of it with their physical hands, without the use of machinery. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. And do you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of Fir'aun, the people of authority? Awtad actually means pegs, nails. Some commentators say people of nails, Fir'aun as a man of nails, because this is how he used to torture his people. Four nails, one here, one there, one on each foot. And this is how he used to torture people, hanging them with nails, with four nails on each side of the bodies. Some say, no, here it doesn't literally mean nails. Here it means how he had nailed his authority and power. So in other words, all this is relating to this. After Qasam, Allah is saying, do you not see how your Lord has dealt with the people of Aad, with the people of Thamud, and with the people of Fir'aun? كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. Can you imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have dealt with them, that Allah is taking oath of five items to say this, that you don't know how I dealt with them. In other words, Allah dealt with them very harshly and severely. May Allah protect us from His wrath and anger and from all forms of His punishment. You know, what comes to my mind now, because right, we're well fed, everything's okay, everything feels hunky-dory and everything's fine in our lives. Who cares about what happened with the people of Aad? Who cares about what happened with the people of Fir'aun, with the people of Fir'aun, or with the people of Thamud? Why? Because we have become heedless. The fear of Allah is not there. The fear of Allah and the awe of Allah is not present in our lives. Isliye hum isko bahut sarsari padhte hain ke padha, and that's it. So it doesn't bring shivers in our lives that listen, what could have been the punishment for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to swear by all these, for rebelling against Him. This is Surah Al-Fajr. Next Surah, page 835. Aram se baith kar sunte raho, phir inshallah tum dekho main tumhe kaisa test deta hoon. Katani aakar kursi par baith jate ho har hafte aakar. Ji. So nice and relaxing and just listening, isn't it, Adil? You don't have to do anything. Can you imagine how nice it would be to learn all this and to have all this knowledge in your mind, in your brains? But this, you have to have shock. Look at this gentleman here, he has shock. He's only from Mirpur, okay? And it's not that he's been to a big Darul Uloom, a grand Darul Uloom, or, you know, no. But he has that shock and zawq, and he listens to people. No, he doesn't listen to people. He teaches them. Yet he tells people. So, dekho, shock zawq hai. Okay, he makes here and there some errors, but alhamdulillah, he's got good sound knowledge. Errors on one side, difference of opinion on that and the other side, right? But yes, generally he has got good general knowledge of deen. And I'm sure more than most of you here, this is because this comes with shauq and zauq. And you learn more and more. And this is very important, which with most of you, I feel this is absent. This is absent. The shauq is absent of learning things. And you know, this is so good. Many times you just listen to bayan and you listen to bayan and everything just disappears. If you have a class setup like this, if you have a class setup where you are acquiring knowledge with the right, of course, intention, with the right frame of mind, and you allow that knowledge to sink in and to become preserved in your mind, then that continues now. The practical life then follows. The knowledge is then with the sincere intention. With sincere intention, the knowledge is then turned into noor. And this noor then illuminates the path for you, path of practice. इसको निकाल दो हसन, हाँ निकाल दो इसको. जब कोविड निकला तब भी तुमने बहुत शोर मचाया था, मुझे और कटाना को तुमने बहुत तंग किया था. ये घर से नहीं निकलता और मैं ये नहीं करता, एंड आई कान कम हियर. रिमेंबर वी हैड टू फोर्स हिम जस्ट टू कम आउट एंड रीड वन नाथ, इज़न्ट इट? एंड इवन दैट ही वुड हैव अ प्रॉब्लम. और अब तो इतना खुला फिरता है जी. Next surah, Suratul Balad, page 835. Suratul Balad, surah number 90. Suratul Balad. The word Balad means city. Balad and Bilad. We just had Bilad now. Mithluha fil Bilad, cities. Balad is a singular form, which means the city. The reason why the surah is called Suratul Balad, within the first verse you find this word, La uqsimu bihadhal balad. I swear by this city. First of all, La uqsimu, La normally means, La means what? No. So La uqsimu would mean what? I don't give oath. I don't say qasam. No, but that's not what it is here. La here means to say, no, 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 no. I swear by this. It's like, you know, when sometimes you start the conversation, say, no, 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 just wait. And then you say what you have to say. So this is what it is, La here at the beginning. So don't get it confused that La here means no. So in other words, it means I don't give oath. لا أقسم بهذا البلد, I swear by this city. By هذا, هذا means what? This. بهذا البلد, I swear by this city. And the city that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to in this surah is the city of Makkah. I swear by this city, in other words, the city of Makkah. Yes, Allah has made it haram. Allah has made it very sacred. This part of the land is exceptionally different than the rest of the land of the world. Certain things that you are all allowed to do everywhere else, but you will not be allowed to do here. For example, shikar, hunting, okay? Game, this is allowed elsewhere. Here in Haram, within the so many radius of miles, you are not allowed to hunt. Kabutar ni shikar kar sakte, koi aur janwar shikar ni kar sakte. Head lice ya is tarah kuch ho to, you cannot kill it. The trees cannot be uprooted here, or trees chopped off. Nahin, ye Haram ki zameen hai. Here you cannot shed blood. Here there is no haram. All right. So it's an ancient city. At the same time, it's a very sacred city. And I think geographically it's a different case, not many scientists will talk about, but I think it's the epicenter of the world. It's the epicenter of the world. And I think, do you know many times that this, sky dishes, they face towards the Qibla. You know, people say if you want to know where the Qibla is, then just find out where the satellite dishes are. And this is where the Qibla is. It's because they're all pointing towards the epicenter, maybe in order to get more, better signal. Nahin? Kya tarik? Position of the satellite. Anji. So maybe position of the satellite is, maybe has better sort of position to be in if it's in that direction, in the middle of the earth. So yes, it has certain... I don't know, the other day somebody sent me a text message to say that if Muslims had not been circumambulating and making tawaf around that area, then this world would not be able to remain stable. But somehow Allah has made Muslims make tawaf, and because of the tawaf and I don't know whatever scientific theories was being mentioned, because of that the world is stable. Chalo, anyhow. So Allah is swearing by this city. La uqsimu bihadhal balad, I swear by this city. Wa anta hillum bihadhal balad, and whilst you also reside in this city. Whilst you also reside in this city. Wa walidin wa ma walad, and I swear by the father, and I swear by the children. Allah is swearing by which father? Adam alayhi salam. Wama walad, and Allah is swearing by the children. Which children? Me and you, the children of Adam. Allah is swearing by Adam, and Allah is swearing by his children, children of Adam. Wa walidin wama walad, laqad khalaqnal insana fi kabad. Indeed, we have created a human being entrapped in hardships. Indeed, we have created mankind entrapped in hardships. And it's true, ever since you are born, there are so many issues from childhood. From childhood. A baby may have many problems from that very, very early age. And the problems, they don't fade away, they seem to continue. But different types of problems depending on age. And you continue with this, going through these problems one after the other until you die. To elaborate this further, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man, he comes to the world when he is surrounded with 99 hardships. 99 is not exactly the figure, 99 is to say that with many, he's fully surrounded with hardships. And he alayhi salam says that if he escapes all of them because of whatever taqdeer, his du'as, his whatever, if he escapes all these hardships, then there is at least one hardship that he cannot escape. And what is that? Death. So Allah is swearing by the city of Makkah. And Allah is swearing by Adam alayhi salam. And Allah is swearing by the children of Adam alayhi salam. Swearing by these, Allah is saying, indeed we have created man entrapped in hardships. This is Suratul Balad. Balad means city, referring to the city of Makkah. And no doubt that Makkah is the holiest and the most sacred city on the face of the earth, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced it to be sacred. Medina, that also has haram, and that has been endorsed by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the second sacred land on the face of the earth. After Makkah.
Mohan sir?
Ji.
Jab ye
कुछ कहना है या पूछना है?
नहीं, मैं पूछना हूँ, क्लैरिफिकेशन चाहिए। जब हजरत इब्राहिम अलैहिस्सलाम ने काबा तामीर किया, इससे पहले कितना अरसा वहाँ पे काबा नहीं था, तो जमीन स्टेबल थी।
Kaaba has always been there historically from day one. It is said historically farishte and angels had created the Kaaba. Then it was Adam alayhi salam who re-erected. Maybe it wasn't there, it was wiped out. Adam alayhi salam erected. Sheeth alayhi salam, after him, he erected. Nuh alayhi salam's erection has also been documented. So there has been lots of erection before Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam's construction of the Kaaba. Ji. Next surat. سورة الشمس That's the only thing you understand. سورة الشمس. شمس in Arabic means the sun. At least as huffaz, you must know these basic vocabulary of the Quran. Words that are used over and over again. The sun, the moon, day, night, earth, the heavens, the earth. ये सब हर एक को, हर मुसलमान को ये अल्फाज मालूम होने चाहिए. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. Shams means the sun. The reason why the surah is called Surah al-Shamsi is because the first word of the verse is وَالشَّمْسِ. I swear by Shams. In other words, I swear by the sun, وَضُحَاهَا, and its brightness. And if you look scientifically, I don't know the facts, but if you look into it, how powerful it is, how big it is, even the fact that it's millions of miles away from ourselves, yet we feel so much heat. So if you go into the scientific details of the sun, then it's just amazing. Hence, Allah swears by the sun. وَالشَّمْسِ, I swear by the sun, وَضُحَاهَا, and I swear by its brightness. وَالْقَمَرِ, and I swear by the moon, إِذَا تَلَاهَا, when it follows the sun. إِذَا تَلَاهَا, when it follows it. Follows what? The sun. Why does it follow? Because the sun rises and then the sun sets. Now as soon as the sun sets, what happens? It's the moon is going to shine now. It's not that it's not there, it's always there. But now it's time for the moon to shine. So the moon follows it up. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, and I swear by the moon when it follows it. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا, and I swear by the day when it reveals it. It reveals the sun. Remember, when daylight comes, what does happen? Sun is hidden, isn't it? Sun is hidden during the night time. Then in the morning, what happens? The daytime reveals the sun. So, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّهَا, and I swear by the day when it reveals it. It reveals the sun. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا, and I swear by the night when it hides it. I swear by the night when it hides what? It hides the sun. At night the sun hides. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا, and I swear by the night when it hides it. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا, and I swear by the heaven and by the one who has created, or jisne isko banaya, wasamai wama banaha, aur qasam hai aasman ki aur uski jisne isko banaya. So wasamai wama banaha, and I swear by the heavens and by he who has created them, wal ardi wama tahaha, and I swear by the earth, وَمَا طَحَهَا, and by the one who has flattened it. Who has flattened it. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّهَا, and I swear by the nafs, by the soul, and by the one who has perfected the soul. Who is that? Allah. Allah is the one who has created the heavens and he created them. Allah is the one who has flattened the earth. Allah is the one who has perfected the soul. Here soul can either mean the inner soul, the nafs, or it could also mean just the human being. And I swear by life, in other words, I swear by life and by the one who has perfected life. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا, then he inspired the nafs with its evils and with its piety. And it's true, man, we've got our nafs, and within our nafs what becomes inspired is both sides of evil and piety. We get pious thoughts as well, and we get evil thoughts as well. We become inspired with piety, and we sometimes become influenced by evils. So, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, I swear, so he has inspired them with its piety and with its evils. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, indeed successful is he who has purified his nafs. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, and indeed a loser is he who has polluted it. Polluted the nafs. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَى, after all this qasam of the sun, the moon, the day, the night, the nafs, after all this qasam, the subject of qasam is what? كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا, indeed the people of Samud, they belied, بِتَغْوَاهَا, on the basis of their arrogance. They belied on the basis of their arrogance. And Allah continues to say about the story of Samud. Surah Ash-Shamsi. I'll be asking you questions after my lesson and see how much you remember. Tum so mere lesson mein main tumhe batata hu. Surah Al-Layl 837. पहले बता देते क्योंकि अब तक सोए रहे तुम तो मुझे देखने की क्या जरूरत है मैं बोल कान तो चल रहा है इन्हें तैयार रहो पूछता हूँ अभी मैं अभी सवालात करता हूँ मैं नेक्स्ट सूरत सूरतुल लैल Page 837, Surah number 92. This surah is called Suratul Layl simply because the first verse and the first word of the verse is Wal-Layl. Wal-Layl idha yaghsha. Layl, again I've told you before, Layl means night. Layl means night. So Allah says Wal-Layl idha yaghsha. Very similar to Wash-Shamsi. I swear by the night, when it covers or when it envelopes. What does it envelope? The sun, the daylight. It hides the daylight, it hides the sun. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, I swear by the night when it hides or it covers. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, and I swear by the daytime when it brightens up. And I swear by the day when it brightens up. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. And I swear by the one who created dhakar and untha, who created male and female. And you find male and female in almost every living creature, even the trees and the plants, you'll find male and female. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. And I swear by the one who created male and female. In other words, I swear by Allah. Allah is saying by himself. Allah is talking about himself. And I swear by the one who has created male and female. Inna sa'ayakum lashatta. This is the subject of qasam. I swear by the day, I swear by the night, I swear by myself. Indeed, your toils are multiple or variable. Indeed, your toils are variable. What does that mean? Some people are toiling for the dunya, some people are toiling for the akhirat. Indeed, your toils are multiple or your toils are variable. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. So indeed he who shall give, وَاتَّقَى, and who shall fear, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and he will testify of the good statement. Husna means good. What is that good statement that needs to be testified? La ilaha illallah. And he testifies the good statement. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We shall make it easy for him, or we shall pave for him a path of ease. We shall pave for him a path of ease. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِيلَ. And he who is going to be bakhil, who is going to withhold. وَاسْتَغْنَى. And he is going to show independency. In other words, he doesn't show any need. Istighna, he doesn't show the need, he doesn't show the urge, he shows that he is careless. I don't need hidayat, I don't need to believe in anybody. My life does not rotate around anybody, I don't need to rely on anybody. And he who withholds and shows independency, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and he belies the good statement of La ilaha illallah, in other words, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. We shall pave for him a path of hardship, a path of adversity, a path of suffering, qabr, akhirat, or maybe even in this dunya. This is Suratul Layl. Asim, you comfortable? Asim was requesting if he could leave for a football match taking place now. He was asking me if he could not come to the lesson or come and leave early. I said, no, Putar, you come and you will leave early. But now he's decided once he's around Quran that he doesn't want to go. Is that right, Asim? Yeah? The comes up? Compare two things, ball with the Quran. You are putting two things in the same pan and you are allowing the ball to win. We are putting Quran and football in the same pan. And not only we are putting them in the same pan, we are allowing the football to win. Okay, Asim, if you... Because I said okay, so I can allow, decision is now yours. Whether the football outweighs the Quran or the Quran outweighs the football. Okay. Surah Al-Duha that everybody loves to recite. Farhad, true, isn't it? Farhad, every few days he loves Wa Duha Wa Layli Idha Saja. Duha means early morning, daylight. The reason why the surah is called Surah Al-Duha, because the first verse of the surah starts with the word and with the term Wa Duha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by Duha. I swear by the early morning time, by the morning time. Bas. I swear by the morning time. Wallayli idha saja. And I swear, it's going. He's going to lose? Inshallah. There are multiple places where many facts and statements have been repeated in the Quran. Not just this here, there are multiple places where certain facts, stories, statements, for example, story of Musa alayhi salam repeated a number of times in different ways, with sometimes many similar things, similar words. All right. So yes, this has been the rhythm of the Quran generally of repeating. And this is just as a parent saying to the child, Beta, you're going to school, make sure you behave. Second day again, make sure you behave. Third day again, I should not have any complaints. You know, something similar day and night, every day. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He repeats some facts for this purpose. Sometimes Allah has got a vast world that He can swear by, which is unseen to us, invisible. But He is only swearing by the things that are visible to our eyes. And those are limited. Those are limited because we can only see limited things, the sun and the moon and the skies and the earth and so many things only. So this is not because Allah is running out of oaths. And this is what you're thinking about. No, it's Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the items and by the objects and the times and the sceneries that only we are accustomed to see and we can have access to. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most probably has, not from the top of my head, I'm only saying it, that He may have taken the swears of maybe Jannat and Jahannam and other aspects that we haven't yet seen. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. I swear by the daytime. وَاللَّيْلِ. And I swear by the night. إِذَا سَجَى. When it spreads. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Swearing by the daytime and swearing by the night time, the subject of the qasam is مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Your Lord has not forsaken you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that your Lord has not forsaken you, has not abandoned you, has not left you alone. Your Lord has not forsaken you, wa ma qala, nor does He hate you. Why did Allah have to say this? There is a story behind this. There is a reason behind this. There was a time when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet. There was a time when he did not receive revelation for a certain number of days. At the beginning, there was a time for 6 months he didn't receive. After that, in between, there have been quite a few occasions where he was supposed to receive a revelation, but he didn't. He was expecting, but he didn't. It happened quite a few times. Whenever he wouldn't receive a revelation, then he alayhi salatu was salam, he would panic, because revelation of the Quran was like a fix for him. You know, like drugs for the druggist, right? In the same way, he alayhi salatu was salam remained very comforted. And of course, each time Noor of Quran coming to him, so he felt very comforted with each time with the revelation. Whenever he wouldn't feel receive a revelation, he would feel very uncomfortable. So on one occasion, there were a number of days passed by where he did not receive a revelation. During the same time, maybe the same time, what happened is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam injured his finger. One of the fingers he injured, and it started bleeding. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the finger. He was quite calm. He was quite calm about it. And he said, "In anti illa usbu'in damiti wa fi sabilillahi ma laqiti." He said, "You're only a finger that is bleeding, and whatever you are encountering, it's in the path of Allah. So there is no worry." During that time, there was a time when he missed some tahajjud salat, which was against his nature, but he couldn't. Most probably he fell off a horse and he injured his leg. He fell off a horse and he injured his leg and he couldn't wake up for tahajjud salat. Now with the enemies, they look for anything to embarrass you, to humiliate you, whether it's something, it's a natural phenomenon. But whenever they see you disturbed, then they will take that opportunity to make stories. So the wife of Abu Lahab, who was a very close relative, she is the chachi of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chachi. Lekin chachi bhi aisi bhi hoti hai. So she started making stories that, oh, Muhammad has been abandoned by his God. His God is not interested in him anymore. Look, he can't wake up for tahajjud. Look, he injured his finger as well. Look, he's not getting revelations anymore. Because like every other day he would wake up and he would read the verses of the Quran to people that this is today what I have received. But there have been quite a few days he was quiet. He wasn't reading anything. So they started making stories that Muhammad has been forsaken by his Lord. So following these claims of the kuffar and his arch enemies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Surah Al-Duha. I swear by the day and I swear by the night, your Lord has not forsaken you, and he hates you not. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. And indeed, akhirat is better for you than this dunya. In other words, in dunya, whatever you encounter, whether you fall off of a horse, or whether your finger becomes injured, or whatever test that we put you through, this is only because we want to elevate your status in the akhirat. And akhirat is better for you than this dunya. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted him in the best form. I have not forsaken you. I have not left you alone. I don't dislike you. The only thing you have come across and you have encountered this is because akhirat is better for you than this dunya. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Your Lord will very soon grant you so much that you will be very pleased. And kareeb aapke rab aapko itna ata farmayenge ki aap razi ho jaoge. Very soon your Lord will grant you so much that you will be pleased. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. Did your Lord not find you an orphan? Hence he sheltered you, or hence he gave you refuge. Wa wajadaka dhallan fahada. He found you unknown to divine instructions. Actually, dal means misled. But of course, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here in terms, he doesn't mean in that extreme terms of being misled or going astray. Here it means that you are unaware. And yes, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a time before prophethood, he was not aware of Quran, of Iman, exactly what Iman is, what Quran is. Ma kunta tadri mal kitabu walal Iman. You did not know what was the book, what was the Quran, and what was Iman, Allah says to him. So Allah says, yes, and he found you unknown or unaware of divine guidance, fahada. Hence he guided you. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا And he found you poor. فَأَغْنَى He granted you wealth. How did he granted him wealth? He got him married to a very rich woman, Khadija. See how Allah plans. He, alayhi salam, was a very, very poor man. Very poor. His whole family was Abu Talib. And Abu Talib had son Ibn Abbas. And then they were all very poor. There was a lot of poverty in the family. Yes. And so much so that even Ali, his cousin, he alayhi salatu wasalam, had to look after him. So, yes, and how Allah planned is he got him married to Khadija, who was very wealthy. She was a very successful businesswoman. And when he got married to Khadija, Khadija radiyallahu anha, she gave all her wealth to her, to him. It wasn't like, this is my wealth and your wealth. So, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا Allah found you poor. فَأَغْنَى He made you ghani. فَأَغْنَى He made you ghani. In other words, he made you wealthy and rich. فَأَمَّ الْيَتِيمِ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ So in relation to an orphan, do not oppress him. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلْ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ In relation to a beggar, don't turn him away. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ And in relation to the favors of your Lord, do make a mentioning of them. In other words, make the zikr and make the mentioning of the favors of your Lord. In other words, Allah ki ni'mat ko yaad karo. So this is how this surah comforted our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's do one more surah. One more, a few more. Kitana? Ask bro, ask quarter to nahi hua hai na? Ah, good. Bas, we'll stop here. I need to have good times. Thanks for reminding me. Let the whole class curse you at the end. Tum Maulana Hayat sahab ki tarah baat karte ho. Chalo pehle wo baat karo to I'll let everybody go.
Unki surat aa rahi hai ustad ji. Maulana Hayat ki surat aa rahi hai.
Chalo. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Question time. Wal Fajri. What does it refer to, Bilal? And with Fajr is Allah swearing by. Otherwise, Allah is swearing by the Fajr of 10th of Zilhajj. Otherwise, कौन उमर बोले? उमर बोल पड़े. That's right, Fajr of any day of the year. What does Walayalin Ashrin refer to, Umair? What does Walayalin Ashrin mean? What does Ashr mean? Zeeshan? I'm just wondering what the listeners might be thinking about you guys, because they know you're all Hafiz. Ikram, walayalin ashr. By the 10 nights. Which 10 nights? The first 10 nights of Zilhajj. Wash-shaf'i. What does shaf'i mean, Akib? Even. And what does it refer to? 10th day of Zilhajj. Alhamdulillah. Katana ki dua kaam aa gayi aapke liye. Wal-watri. Tum sahi jawab dete ho, itna khush hota hai. Hassan, sahi hai na? Have you not felt? Bahut kuch baatein batane ki hai. Yes, but we are, as I said before, we are proud of this company. This company is productive in terms of deen for them both. Ji. Wal watri. Ji. Odd nights. Etikaf, Ramadan is odd nights. Ismail. Wal watri. And I swear by the odd day. Referring to what? Umar, tell him. The day of Arafah. Day of Arafah. Who are people of Aad? Umar. What is the son of Nuh alayhi salam called? Sam. And his son? Ikram. Huh? I thought you said Ikram. Sam ka beta kaun tha? Is it Iram we said? Iram. Iram ka beta? As ka beta Rashid? Aad. Good. Who was Samud? Tariq.
Also the great grandson was
Samud. Ji. Kiske bete ki aulad hai ye Samud?
Samud. Iram ke bhai ka.
To Iram ke bhai ka kya naam tha? Abir, good. Abir. Ji. Abir. Ji. Hamza, this is when you joined us as well. Balad, what does the Arabic word for Balad? City. When Allah says, I swear by this city, Ajaz, which city? Allah says, I swear by the Father. Who's the Father? Abbas? Istikhar. And Wama Walad? God. What's the Arabic word for Shams? Sorry, what's the English word for Shams? The sun, ji. What does qamar mean, Farhad? The moon. What does layl mean, Bilal? Night. Good. What does sama mean, Adil? How many times we come across sama? Sama. Samavati wal ard. So what does samavati mean? Okay, Umar will tell you. Skies. Remember, beta, each time when you come across samavati or sama, is singular. Samavati is plural. Ard means earth. Allah says, indeed, your toil is variable. What does that mean? Umar, your toil is variable. Zeeshan, your toil is variable. Come on, this is plain English. What's so difficult about knowing what that means, that would mean? Indeed, your toil is variable, it's multiple. What does it mean? Aapke kyun pet mein laddu phutte hain? Ji, you can do better, Zeeshan. Vakas. That's right. Now, Zeeshan Beta, what does it require to just give that answer? Only if you would have just little, just listen to what I was discussing. And alhamdulillah, the way I speak, I hope so. But I can at least say for myself, I speak very clearly. I make you understand very thoroughly. I make sure you all understand. I deliberately use, not deliberately, because my English language is not all that high standard that you wouldn't understand. Okay, so yes, I use those words because those are the only words I can use anyway. So, it's so easy to understand. And I, you know, when sometimes I check the translation with these translators of the Quran, I find them very complicated. Which I know that I don't easily use those words. It doesn't automatically come in my system, and I know it wouldn't with you as well. When recall the time when stars will asunder, okay, and all this, you know, the way they use these words, which are not common way of our communication. So I cut down those. I don't stick to that blind translation of the translators from the Quran. So I use those very simple words that everybody can understand. Quran says, Akib, wasaddaqa bil husna. What does that mean? Sorry? Yeah, these are the only things you can see these days, yes. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Good. Yes, wasaddaqa bil husna means he testifies the good statement. In other words, he testifies kalima la ilaha illallah. Allah says in Surah Wadduha, Wadduha wal layli idha saja ma wadda'aka rabbuka wama qala. What does ma wadda'aka rabbuka wama qala means? Ismail? Yes, that is right. Allah says, I swear by the night and I swear by the day. After that, Allah says, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Umar? Inshallah. See, inshallah, if you sit with good intention, and then it's so easy, it should flow. And the number of times I repeated as well, and why this was revealed, and Ji, Katana translate, Walal akhiratu khayrul laka min al ula. You should know this because you read Qasida Burda. verse you read? Qasida, Burda, Yuan Hassan. Proper, eh? Yes, وَذَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Ji, akhirat, simple, akhirat is better than the dunya. Akhirat is better for you than the dunya. Yes, and akhirat, akhira means something which is going to come next. That's the literal meaning, which refers to the akhirat. And ula means the one that comes first, before, which is dunya. Ji, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Make the translation proper. Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Kya kaha katana ne? Katana ki taraf se wahi aayi hai.
Upar bithaye na usne.
Kursi par arsh pe baitha hai. Ji. Translate Rashid, Alam Yajid ka yatiman fa'awa. That's right. Did he not find you an orphan, hence he sheltered you? Wa wajadaka dhalan fahada, Tariq. Kyun? وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. Muazzam, translate karo. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى.
We made you known to us, you are known.
Again?
We made you known to us, you are known. Rather saying we
actually. And he found you unaware of the divine revelation. Hence he guided you. Meditating thoughts. Thoughts, exactly what the nature of the thoughts are, nobody knows. It's not clear, it's not apparent, so it's not right for me to assume exactly what he was thinking and what he was doing. But yes, each time he went for meditation for a number of days. What exactly this meditation was, only Allah knows, he knows. But neither he has clarified nor any time Sahaba asked him exactly what were you doing. There was no Quran, there was no namaz, there was no fasting, there was no, you didn't know Allah or whatever. What were you exactly doing for days and days? No, this is not clear. It's just maybe between him and Allah. Maybe it was ground laying sort of phase before revelation. What exactly it entailed, Wallahu alam. And I think it will be wrong for anybody to be making precise assumptions here that he would exactly do was doing this or what. I hope, alhamdulillah, some many good boys who I can tell, alhamdulillah, who are digesting the information well. Many congratulations to them. And alhamdulillah, this is so good to know all this. Or with others, may I kindly ask you that you need to be a bit more dedicated with your heart and mind. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashahadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Inshallah. Rashid, is the lesson been recorded? Last week's? I don't think so. Try to find out, but वही तो पीछे चल फॉरवर्ड करा लेसन बी ने लास्ट लेसन बी लेबलिंग द मन विद डेट्स आई वांट टू सी क्वाइट अ फ्यू पीपल आई वांट टू सी आकिब एंड ऑफ कोर्स इधर तलाहा फॉलोइंग हिम विल बी कटाना आई वांट टू सी वक्कास जीशान उमेर अहलुल कुरान होल अहलुल कुरान क्लास जी सुभान अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह.